Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in, everybody. It's time for KER Politics. Let me outline real quick the topics we're going to be talking about today in the show. Jimmy is going to be talking about Tucker Carlson's interview with the Capitol Police Chief Stephen Sund, which is a very interesting interview. Then we're going to talk a little bit about the Trump indictment for January 6th. And is that going to open up a lot of questions on voting in 2020? I think it should. What is the elitist political strategy to target Trump? Desperate, foolish, or sophisticated? We'll see what you guys think, and we'll see what we think about that. And then China corruption in economic growth that's really not nearly as big as they would like the world to believe, and we will explain why on that one. Jimmy, let's start out with an interview with Tucker Carlson.
Yeah, I think this is a really interesting interview, and it's a very interesting story. It's a much bigger story than just the interview itself. So Tucker Carlson apparently had prepared an interview with the Capitol Police Chief, Stephen Sund, who was responsible from 2019 until, I think, the day after the January 6th, or a couple days after the January 6th, when he was kind of resigned or basically pushed out because of what happened. Now, in this interview, he talks of some pretty damaging statements, but this was recorded while Tucker was still a Fox News anchor or, you know, reporter.
Yeah.
And he did it for his daily, for his online, I guess, Fox Nation program that he had. This was getting ready to air on Monday, apparently, on Monday after they fired him. So they fired him potentially because of using this interview.
Wow.
Now, this is huge because this also, you know, goes to the whole Dominion case. When you think about the Dominion case and the fact that they, Fox News, settled out of court rather than actually standing up for the freedom of the press, and it shows some underlying decisions inside the Fox headquarters and board that are really apparently trying to cover up information that might make not only Fox look bad, but actually undermine some of the news media narratives on the 2020 election. So what Sun says in this interview, and there is a clip, the National Pulse actually has a 2-minute clip showing part of the interview. Apparently it's much longer, and we'll see more as it comes out. But Chief Sund, S-U-N-D, he claims that none of this would have happened if he were allowed to do his job properly.
Right, I noticed that.
And he says that Pelosi and General Milley actually withheld critical intelligence that would have helped him prepare more, that he got very generic information about problems, but they knew, and there was more information, that it might have been more problematic. He also says that they denied, that Milley and Pelosi denied the National Guard before the event. They did not allow him, even though they requested it, and he requested it, and then denied the National Guard response for up to 71 minutes when the riot started.
Yeah.
So he's claiming that all of this is a complete cover-up, that he was fired, that they are trying to silence people about what happened, and he's been basically derided in public over it, and he's actually publishing a book called Courage Under Fire. And it's about ready to come out, I guess, at some point. And I think this is kind of a watershed moment when you combine Fox News firing Tucker Carlson before he actually broadcast this interview, and you see what's happening right now with Jack Smith indicting President Trump, and then you look, remember how the entire January 6th Congressional Oversight Committee was put together in order to undermine the administration and did not allow any discussion or arguments countering their statements. They were very selective of who they put in, with the only Republicans being Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney on that committee, that were actually out to undermine the previous administration. So you add this all together, and it is clearly, it does look very much like a federally incited cover-up. And one of the other things, Al, in this discussion, Sund actually says that there were a massive number of federal implants inside the different, inside the rioters. There were a large number.
Let me stop you and ask you a question. What was the origin of those implants?
Well, we don't know for sure, but we do know that there were some FBI elements. We do know that there were potentially other intelligence operatives in there. There could have been, and probably likely, we do know from facts that there were D.C. police that were embedded with the rioters that were undercover. Yeah. And of course, you know, there's a host of other agencies that were probably involved. The U.S. Park Police, potentially other U.S. intelligence organizations, potentially even military individuals there. And I think they bring up in this discussion, so we've all heard about Ray Epps. Ray Epps was the guy that stood out there and incited people to break into, and of course, to break into the Capitol. He's out there yelling for it to happen, but he's never been indicted. And of course, the FBI came out and said that he wasn't an informant for them, and the DOJ said they weren't an informant for them. But what Tucker Carlson and Chief Sund kind of discuss, and this is a question, was he working for another agency, another federal agency? And that could have been, and Tucker implies that he might have been in military intelligence, so one of the military intelligence folks, or at least he asked that question. I don't know if he implies it, but he asked the question.
Jimmy, I want an opinion from you, and the reason I want that is you were in Army intelligence. You've got some acumen on this particular subject. Do you believe that statement that you just made?
So I do believe that because it was a national crisis, potentially, that there may have been other federal oversight agencies there. There were probably people that were there responsible. I mean, I just will tell you that there were probably some folks that were there in case there was a response and they had to know what was, you know, happening. The likelihood of that is the case. There are very strict rules that the Army certainly and most of the military intelligence people have to follow about reporting on U.S. citizens because of the Church Commission. And we don't know if there was something behind an executive order that might have, someone might have circumvented those policies, or if there are some other agencies or some other intelligence operatives in there that had been given authorities through the Chairman of Joint Chiefs, which is ultimately would be Milley. And so we don't know exactly. It would have been a very high bar in order to put military intelligence folks in there. Is it possible? I think it's possible. Based on what I've seen right now with this government and with the Biden administration, with the people, I would not discount anything without I don't want to make accusations, but I certainly don't want to discount the possibilities of them circumventing the law. We're seeing it over and over.
Yeah, there are all kinds of possibilities out there. Jimmy, got to take a real quick commercial break. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be right back.